Hello, my name is Aleksandra Sjöström-Bujac. On behalf of all co-authors, Gerasimos Dumi, Paolo Eusebi, and Dara O'Neill, I would like to share insights from our recent work titled Evaluating Agreement Metrics Used in Analytical Validation, a Simulation Study for a Digital Measure of Step Count. The main objective of this research was to provide guidance on the appropriate metric to be used in analytical validation studies. Analytical validation is crucial in developing new digital measures. Its role is to provide evidence that a novel measure is not worse than the current gold standard. For example, digital measures are often collected remotely, while the gold standard may be assessed in a clinic. To ensure that the remote assessment provides information of similar quality as an assessment in a control environment, we need to examine to what extent the two measures overlap for each subject. In this simulation study, we investigated what would be the best metric to evaluate such an agreement between a gold standard and a new digital measure, especially for count variables. Digital measures are often defined as counts of different activities or events. Therefore, we used step count as an example here. We looked at various scenarios to see if commonly used methods, which were designed for continuous data, can give us reliable answers in this example case. What we found is that the concordance correlation coefficient, which is based on the Poisson generalized linear mixed model, is actually more suitable for count-based measures than the methods designed for continuous measures. We recommend it especially for small sample sizes, and also when we expect that the two measures may not be perfectly aligned. Furthermore, the concordance correlation coefficient considers both the subject and the measurement method effects. In other words, it is a robust method for many analytical validation studies. To ensure a thorough evaluation, we suggest using the concordance correlation coefficient along with agreement metrics, such as the mean absolute percentage error. This will help get a more complete picture of the novel measure's performance. However, other commonly used metrics, such as Pearson's correlation or a t-test, should only be supplementary when comparing new digital measures with a gold standard, but shouldn't be the main tool for evaluation. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or wish to discuss any aspect of our work, please don't hesitate to get in touch. We're keen to continue the discussion on how to define and validate novel digital measures and look forward to future collaborations in this space.